Word of Faith Ministries, establishing the kingdom of God and changing lives with the message of faith and the grace of Jesus Christ with a practical, biblical, and balanced teaching you can trust.
Okay, we've been in a study series titled Teach Us How to Pray. We have many sessions now, more than 10 hours, I believe. About an hour or so, but we carry at least more than 10 hours. We've seen the three types of prayers. But many Christians don't know how to pray. Many Christians just say, oh, prayer is prayer. One of the things that you can tell those Christians that tell you is, well, a sport is a sport. And you don't play soccer with the rules of basketball. Of course not. There's different types of prayer. And we've seen some of them. Prayer in the Spirit, confession of the Word, many types. But also, I've been speaking certain subjects where prayer isn't just about asking for things. Many people think that prayer is just to ask for something. Prayer in the New Testament is about praising and worshiping God. Prayer is to love God, to worship God, having a relationship with Him. But, glory to God, I was struggling to find that word, but while you're praying, I was struggling to find that word in Spanish. I really do need the help from people who have a much more extended vocabulary than mine. I appreciate that. So while you're praying, or while you're praising and worshiping God, sometimes you'll confess the word, you'll pray in other tongues, pray in the Spirit. And that's what we've learned throughout this time. But we've spoken many subjects. Today, one of them is acts of thanksgiving. But giving thanks is very important. Today, we're going to see the difference between giving thanks and being grateful. There's a big difference. And although both are good, giving thanks is something that we should do constantly. I'm about to preach to you, Gut. Oh, how nice you look. A tie and everything. I look like I came to a youth service. I'm going to go to Tucson. I don't know what day. And we're going to have our youth service over there. And my daughters are telling me to go in a shirt like this one. And in tennis. When did you have three daughters? But that is three daughters. If you have daughters. Daughters are very different. Aren't they? They already tell you how to dress. They almost tell you how to comb your hair and stuff like that as they're growing. So we're going to be seeing the difference because there's something important when it comes to prayer. Prayer should be something that we should do daily apart from just kneeling. Praying is having that relationship with God. I think I mentioned in this series, or if not, that's what eternal life is. Eternal life is just dying, going to heaven. I'll mention it one more time. But it fits into what I'm speaking. Remember in John 17, verse 3. I don't know why the body of Christ, there are some things that they don't understand. More so it's taught as religion, as tradition for many years. And just as faith comes by hearing the word of God, there are doctrines that have been taught for centuries. That people are very bound to them now. Remember when we studied the series of Job? Many Christians, God bless them, brothers in Christ, have told me many times, especially in Phoenix. I know many Christians traveling for so many years. Brother Hughes, I'm like Job. God is testing me with this illness. And we saw it isn't that way. John 17, verse 3. And this is eternal life. Praise the Lord that it says, and this is eternal life. And He established it. That they may know you. Remember, we saw the word hinosko in the Greek. Indicates to know as intimacy. That same word, that Greek word, although it would be the counterpart in the Hebrew, is the same part in Genesis 4. Genesis 4 verse 1. Where it says, now Adam knew his wife Eve, whom conceived. This isn't talking about as, oh, hi, nice to meet you. How are you? What's your name? Adam. And what's your name? Eve. No, this is intimacy. That's the word to know, to have a relationship with, intimacy or communion with God. Well, this is eternal life. John 17:3, that they may know you, the one true God, and to Jesus, to whom you have sent. Eternal life is much more that than that of oh, the next point of the sun. It's a nice song, nothing against it, but it's more than that. It's more than here. Eternal life starts here on this planet Earth. Eternal life is in you when you're born again. Eternal life starts here in the Lord Jesus. This is where eternal life starts. People think the contrary. But that's how this is. That's eternal life. That they may know you, the one true God, to whom you have sent. And when you have eternal life, brothers and sisters, it's very important. You know that a relationship has to do with direction. Relationship with God has to do with the direction or the wisdom. Wisdom, let me explain wisdom. Wisdom is when you imply the knowledge that you have of the Word of God. That's the difference between wisdom and knowledge. Is when you apply to know what to do with that knowledge. You know how to apply the written word. Or the understanding that you have. But wisdom, apart from that wisdom, is also knowing what to do. Knowing what to do is direction from the Lord. And many times God directs you to do something. Some days ago, my wife was praying for one of the cars that we have. And I as well. You see, it's from God when we both seek the same thing. Nubia was confessing what to know, what to do. And today, this afternoon, I knew who I was going to give it to. And I said, Nubia, I'm going to give this car to so-and-so. I said, perfect. And I told this person, give me a few days to see perhaps if it has a few mechanical issues. I'm going to send it to the mechanic, you know, just to check up. Because it's my seed. Never gift something. Just old things or trash. Just to trying to get rid of it. If you're going to give something, make sure it's in good state. And I spoke with that person just before the service and I said, I'm going to give you this car. Glory to God. Why? Because each seed produces according to its own seed. The direction has a lot to do with that, knowing what to do. In difficult times, you have to seek from the Lord. One of the prayers that I've been using a lot is prayer of supplication. I'll teach you that prayer. You can apply it to family, to the country especially. And I'm just going to give you some warning about this type of prayer. Don't use it as the only type of prayer, because you can be disappointed and think that it's God that isn't working in your favor. You need to know what supplication is and how to pray in supplication and based on what. It's like a prayer of intercession. What we do here, I would recommend calling it before prayer. I would call it prayer, not interceding prayer, unless when you pray everything in the Spirit and you let the Holy Spirit flow through you. But if it's not that way, it's just prayer. There's a level of prayer, of course. You intercede, you pray for someone else or for something else. But when we reach that subject of prayer of intercession, we'll see how there are levels to say. There are two levels, I believe, with interceding prayer. When you pray in the understanding and when you speak the word over someone else. But you have to understand that the true one who's interceding is the Lord Jesus. Jesus of Nazareth. And he uses the Holy Spirit and the Holy Spirit uses us. And there are very important things that you have to know. Because then it becomes a disaster. And just erroneous theories of what prayer truly is. But when we reach that point, I'll explain it. Amen. Now, go with me to Psalms 18, verse 49 and 50. First, we'll see giving thanks. Therefore, I will give thanks to you, O Lord, among the Gentiles and sing praises to your name. Great deliverance he gives to his king and shows mercy to his anointed, to David and his descendants forevermore. Now, this verse, the same verse in the Old King James Version. Great deliverance giveth he to his king and showeth mercy. Now, jump to 49, back to 49. Therefore, will I give thanks to you. In verse 49, in our Spanish or in our language, therefore I will confess, more so, I will give thanks. You can write it down there in your Bible. I will give thanks. I will confess my thanks. Now Psalms 29, verse 1 and 2. Give unto the Lord, O you mighty ones, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Verse 2. Give unto the Lord the glory due to his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of his holiness. Now, these same verses, 1 and 2, in the King James Version. Give unto the Lord. Give unto the Lord. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. I'm emphasizing here the difference between giving thanks and being thankful. Verse 2. Give unto the Lord the glory due to his name. Worship the Lord. Praise the Lord. The beauty of holiness. Give. Notice that verb. Give. Give tribute. So what's the difference between giving and being thankful? Both words come from the same root, almost pronounced similarly. Notice what thanks is. Just the word thanks. In the Greek, euharisteo. It means giving expressed thanks. Expressed thanks. Being thankful, but being thankful or being grateful is to express that gratitude. Notice how the Greek word here and the transliterated word, in between comes the word charis, which is the word Greek, which is the Greek word for charis. The proper pronunciation in the Greek is charis. You can see it here in the Greek. It's very similar to the other word, but the difference is, if we could say it in one way, would be this. Give thanks has corresponding actions, which is why here it speaks of expressing, being thankful, expressing gratitude. The word grateful, speaking in the Bible, in the New Testament, comes two to three times. I'll show you one of the times where it comes in the New Testament. Giving thanks, there's about 8 or 10 times that it's mentioned in the New Testament on giving thanks. Giving thanks, being thankful. Now I'm going to mention Colossians 3:15. Just establishing some foundations here. Notices of being thankful. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body, and be thankful. Be thankful. One of the few times that word comes in there. That doesn't mean that it's not important to be grateful. But I'll give you just an example here of the difference. I've been in churches where a brother comes up here, supposedly giving thanks or a time of gratitude, I remember it was called in a church, that I'm thankful to the Lord for this church? He said, no, I'm thankful. I'm thankful to the Lord with God and with the church and with the pastors. Well, if you would have been there and you don't understand the difference, well, you'd think, what's so wrong with that? People have told me, oh, I'm thankful with you, brother. I'm thankful with the teachings. You know what the difference is? That being thankful is all it is. It's just recognizing the favor of God. And we're actually going to see the Greek word there in a bit. You'll see the difference. But notice the Greek word for gratitude. The other one was euharisteo. This one is haristos. Grateful here. Haris. The word grateful is your conscience. You're aware of the gratitude. There's no corresponding action. So I could say, I'm thankful with this church. I'm thankful with God. I'm thankful and leave it there. Another way of saying it would be, you come here to the streets here in Douglas. And you can ask to the people around you. I don't know why I'm confident, I'm sure. I'm not saying that God is telling me in this moment. The Spirit of God is revealing it. I'm just, one of my ideas that perhaps you'd agree with me as well. Majority of people, if you make perhaps a survey going or asking around here on 2nd, 1st, 3rd Street, you could say, oh, are you too thankful with God for what you have? Do you think the majority would say yes? I think the majority would say yes. It's easy to be grateful. You know what's difficult? To give thanks. Giving thanks will be expressed. I told this person, I give thanks to the Lord because you have been faithful. And I want to sow this car into your life. Drove it yesterday and he said, hey, did you like it? And he said, yeah, what's yours? I give thanks to the Lord. Now there's a difference between giving thanks. I know many Christians, and some of them send me messages. They live in other states. Some of them, if you were to see them on social media or what they tell you, they're grateful because with God, they even mention God. And they say that they're Christians. I'm not going to judge if they are or aren't. All I'm sharing is what they've told me. The people that they're grateful that they have a job and that they have this and the other. But there are people that you will never see them in a church. And I know of a pair because I even recommended they live in another city. And I, for many years, told them, hey, I know in this city that you live in, of a church, they speak English and Spanish. They both understand each language. Why don't you come to this church with that pastor? Or with this other church with this other pastor? To this day, they're not going there. They think that they're very blessed. And if that's another word that's misapplied, being blessed of that greeting, be blessed. I don't like that greeting. I'd rather no one tell me of blessings or be blessed, because it just becomes a cliche and people don't even know what they're saying. You understand? This is Bible. Because again, you ask Christians, those lost Christians, they say that they're thankful with God. And they also say that they're blessed because they have a job or a house or a car. Although it's part of the blessing, having a car and a house and all that. It's part of being blessed. It's part of the blessing of God. It's not everything. You know why? Because I know heathens who have better jobs than they do. They live better than they do. They have better houses. They have better salaries. So if I'm going to measure blessing solely, pay attention to this, only exclusively of a car or a house, then heathens and many pagans are blessed as well. Following along, or am I being too critical? It sounds like I'm criticizing. I'm teaching. I know perhaps, well, on Sunday I was a little let loose. But man, my wife told me after that. She said that now she's going to have to start telling me from there to slow it down a little bit. Sometimes I get offended with myself. And my God, it's true. But again, this is just teaching you the truth here. Do not evaluate blessing. And don't use cliche words and greetings. Don't use those words so loosely. Do you truly believe what you're speaking? And if not, then go to the Bible. See if you find those words there. Go to the New Testament and see how Paul greeted. Grace and peace. Don't use words just to use words. I would rather go to a church, to a place, and they tell me good morning or good afternoon or good night. I'm already blessed. I don't need someone else to tell me cliches that even the world uses. I don't know if you notice, all of you who navigate more on social media than I do. I don't know if you notice blessings, the world, blessings, blessings. People of the world, they don't value their words. Giving thanks then is a lifestyle. Giving thanks has corresponding action. Giving thanks is more than just kind words. Words are important in the kingdom of God. Very important for God. For the devil as well. Amen.
The word of God says in Romans 10, 9 through 10, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For in the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. If you have not received Jesus Christ, you have not been born again. Therefore, you have to take the next step. I am not speaking about a religion or changing your religion. I am speaking about you receiving Jesus as Lord and Savior. I invite you to make this confession with me. God, in heaven above, I come before you to receive the gift of life, to receive Jesus as Lord and Savior. I believe that you raised him from the dead. I believe he is alive and he reigns. Jesus, I give you my life and I invite you into my heart. From now on, God, I can call you Father. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for receiving me as your child. Now, if you have said this prayer, you have been born again. Welcome to the kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ. Welcome to God's family. And remember, with all thy getting, get understanding. The word says in 2 Corinthians 5:7, for we walk by faith, not by sight.
We want to know about you and what God has done in your life. Please visit our website, mpfccc.org, and click on the testimony section and share with us the wonders of the Lord.
Do you have any questions regarding this teaching? Visit our website at mpfccc.org and click on the question section to submit your question for Pastor Ignacio Hughes.
Hi, I'm Kayla, and welcome to Word of Faith Ministries. We're all about sharing biblical, practical, and balanced teachings that you can trust. Through our teachings, special broadcasts, and live videos, we aim to spread the gospel far and wide. And if you share what we do, you're helping us reach even more people and keep this mission going. Thanks for being part of it.
Because the devil will take advantage of your words to kill you. What I'm saying is, if you're going to use words, use them correctly. Use them with understanding of what you're doing. And don't just use certain words loosely. Let me show you something. In number 6, verse 22. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to Aaron and his sons, saying, this is the way you shall bless the children of Israel. Say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord bless you and keep you. Genesis 28, verse 3. This is called speaking in grace and speaking with grace, not just with words, but corresponding actions. Genesis 28, verse 3. Deuteronomy 1:11. May the Lord God of your fathers make you 1,000 times more numerous than you are and bless you as he has promised you. Deuteronomy 30 verse 16. That I command you today to love the Lord your God, to walk, and God will bless you. So don't be embarrassed to say, God bless you. and try to greet like the world. Don't be embarrassed then to give thanks and to just say, I give thanks to the Lord for this day. I give thanks to God, but also show it with corresponding action. I give thanks to the Lord, to the one who strengthens me. Amen. It's part of praying. When you pray, give thanks to the Lord. Don't just tell the Lord, oh, I'm thankful. Again, one more time. I'm not saying it's necessarily wrong to say that you're thankful or to be grateful. But there's a difference. Giving thanks to God. 1 Thessalonians, please. Chapter 5. Verse 18. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God. In everything give thanks. In all time, for this is the will of God in Jesus Christ for you. The next verse. Do not quench the spirit. Do not despise prophecies. Test all things, hold fast what is good. 22. Abstain from every form of evil. Notice how corresponding actions are related to the next verses. Give thanks. I remember when my pastor who was in heaven, he was here. He was still here. You know why? It was rare for me to miss out on a service because I would travel from Mesa to Tucson. Because I was thankful, but now here's the next point. More than being thankful now, there's corresponding actions. See, now being thankful, grace means being thankful, but that gratitude is expressed. One more time, put the Greek word there. The Greek word for thankfulness, in expressed gratitude, euharisteo in the Greek. Expressed things, being grateful, expressing that gratitude. You express it. So when I lived in Chandler, Arizona, before living in Mesa, a cousin of mine would lend me his bicycle. And I was on a bicycle. And I would travel from Chandler all the way to Mesa on a bike, an hour during summertime. You don't know what that is. If you've never lived over there, you don't know what that is. But if you have been there, then you do know what that is. Imagine an hour with only pavement. Yeah. You lived there, right, Gut? Yeah. During summertime. And from Chandler Boulevard, very far, all the way to Extension and Broadway. It's quite far. I was on a bicycle. Here's why I'm sharing this to you. I don't give you stories just so you can know my life. I'm sharing how I relate it with giving thanks. Man. But when I had that car, a Chrysler LeBaron, 1987, have AC. It didn't have good tires when I bought it. I was with all the faith that I had. The last bit of faith that I had all the way to Tucson. Because really, not a joke, I sometimes say it so you can understand and have a good time. And make it more, maybe not so bleak. But really, I would see that tire, those tires with that heat. I was praying that they weren't going to burst. They were smoother than a baby's butt. If I saw a mosquito, I would be rebuking it, trying to kill it right then and there. Really, a bee or something. When I had those tires, and even with that, I went to church. When I finally had the money, I bought some tires. And I put secondhand tires, and then I had a flat, and my father-in-law had to go get me. And he told me, I recommend you buy brand new tires and not secondhand. I know they're more expensive, but worth it. Ever since that day, I followed that advice. Turns out I put those tires there, and after that, when I had the car, dying in that heat, I took it about 2 or 3 mechanics. Could never really fix the air conditioner. I didn't have the money to have it to specialized shop. You know, you take it to, you know, people, you know, they're in big cities that between us Mexicans. Oh yeah, take it with my buddy. He retired. He had a where's the shop? It's the house. It's right there next to his house. And you know, dogs and cats, a mess there at the house. A big oil stain. All right, right there. He's a mechanic there in the back in the backyard so that the city doesn't charge him. And there you are. It's this piece. Oh, it didn't fit. Of more than mechanics, they're just trying to figure out what's going on. You know what I'm referring to. Perhaps you didn't grow up in that. Perhaps you don't know what that is. It's so strange for you. But I went through that. Following along? Because I turned to look at my wife. Am I good? Okay. So I never really had the money. It was such tremendous heat. Even with that, I was thankful. And I would go to church. Nowadays, people have cars, air-conditioned cars. We live better now than many years ago. But now everything's online. You see, and it's easy to say that you're grateful. But corresponding action. 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 13. Let's look at here in the Bible. It's nice on the screen, but I want to see something. 2 Thessalonians. Verse 13, but we are bound to give thanks to God always for you. Also Paul here. Brethren, beloved by the Lord, because God from the beginning chose you for salvation through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth, to which he called you by our gospel for the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Notice how Paul here, he made it personal. He said our gospel. Therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which you were taught, whether by word or our epistle. Now may our Lord Jesus Christ himself and our God and Father, who has loved us and given us everlasting consolation and good hope by grace, comfort your hearts and establish you in every good word and work. Glory to God. And you see the Apostle Paul, a very dedicated man to what he would do. See the difference between giving thanks and just being thankful. You give thanks. Philemon 1. Don't be ashamed of the gospel. Don't be ashamed of being a child of God. Don't be ashamed behind over the eyes of the world. I'm not saying to be fighting all the time. Don't do that. But don't be ashamed of it. Philemon 1 verse 4. I thank my God, making mention of you always in my prayers. Paul writing to Philemon here. I give thanks. I thank my God, making mention of you always in my prayers. Making mention always of you. Notice how I didn't just say, I'm thankful with you. I give thanks. And what would Paul do? What were those corresponding actions? In my prayers. Always mentioning you in my prayers. It's very easy to use words under emotions. There's a difference between saying words and speaking words under the influence of your emotions compared to saying words under emotions. There's a difference between emotions and saying them under an anointing or under faith. Or directed by the Spirit of God. Don't say words under your emotions. And you'll know. Or I should clarify. If you're a person who does not pray. And you walk in emotions like the rest of the Christians. That's not criticism, please. But many Christians walk that way. They just get emotional in the moment. They cast out words. Don't be like that. Hear from God. From God, learn to hear from God and know the voice of the Lord. When God tells you something, speak on. Amen. You know why I'm still with the same people of my same lineage of my mentors in the faith, and I speak with their spiritual children who have gone out from them. Of all of them, Brother Hagen, Brother Copeland, related with all of them. Some of them are my mentors. You know why? I gave my word. Started with my pastor who is in heaven. And I gave my word to Brother Copeland. So I maintain that. I didn't just spoke words out of emotions. To Fred Price, I told him. Explain myself. Oh, I'm always going to be with you. And then when they say something, that not even because of me, I just get offended. And many Christians do that. We can't walk that way. Because that won't help you to mature. That won't bring maturity to your life. It's the word that brings glory to God. Go to Psalms 106. Psalms 105. Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Give thanks to the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. A call upon his name. Praise him. Here in this case, it indicates that giving thanks. Tell me in Psalms 105 verse 1, but in the New King James Version. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Give thanks to the Lord. But let's say with that, give thanks. Give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the peoples. Sing to him, sing psalms to him. Talk of all his wondrous works. Let the hearts of those rejoice who seek him. Glory in his holy name. Seek the Lord in his strength. Seek his face forevermore. Glory to God. One more time. Can you see the difference then? In giving thanks. Notice that there are corresponding actions in the other verses. Sing. Glorify his name. Verse 4, seek the Lord, remember of his goodness. Over time, it's very easy to say, oh, I'm thankful. And then you forget. In Psalms 103, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Notice how the Spirit here, Spirit of David, is calling. Saying, bless the Lord, O my soul, the soul, part of your will and your emotions, your intellect. I'm going to share something here with you when it comes to what you said. You can ask Dr. Serrano about that later. Your brain is a muscle. But you cannot have your brain and make it lift weights and tell your brain, oh, start lifting some weights. The only way that you can exercise your mind and work your neurons, and when you obligate it to remember to make changes in your vocabulary or to add to your vocabulary, change certain words or certain expressions. Although you correct yourself, you say something and you correct yourself, you're making your brain work more. Amen? Is that right, doctor? The doctor can explain something better on this. If people just obligated themselves, for example, you could start correcting yourself with the word, with many words. Many words are not correct. But that's another subject. And you can start correcting. Remember, Navelli, we were talking about that. I was explaining that to you. Oh, it's... Then we'll make an exercise on that. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, and forget not all his benefits. When you read verse 3, he who forgives all my iniquities, read it that way. Hallelujah. He's already forgiven me. We have been redeemed, as I spoke on Sunday. Now, of course, on Sunday, I extended myself more. But if you understand, you want to know in a more practical way what redemption is. Redemption is forgiveness of sin. From there, I mention it again, because I extend myself a little on Sunday. From there, I mention it again. From there, I can say, you know what? I'll tell you this. When you give thanks to God, start thinking from your point of redemption. Colossians 1 verse 14. In whom, in Christ, we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. Which is that the word redemption we saw from the Greek also means freedom. Means that a price was paid. The forgiveness of sin. You have to remember the other words like freedom. I don't know who may be on the screen, but last time that we were there, what redemption means? Liberation, freedom, recovery. Where were we freed from? Where were we saved from? From the satanic nature. If you don't remember this definition, right there in the Bible, it tells you. Redemption of what? We have what? Forgiveness of sins. That same expression, you can find it in Ephesians or something very similar. Ephesians 1:3. Who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, we were sealed with him. Ephesians 1:7. In him we have redemption through his blood. You don't remember the other definitions? You have to remember. Redemption is this, forgiveness of sins. You know why the lame man received healing? In chapter 5, Luke 5, verse 17. Now it happened on a certain day, as he was teaching, that there were Pharisees and teachers of the law sitting by, who had come out every time of Galilee, Judea, Jerusalem, and the power of the Lord was present to heal them. Then behold, men brought on a bed a man who was paralyzed, whom they sought to bring in and lay before him. And when they could not find how they might bring him in, because of the crowd, they went up the household and let him down with his bed through the tiling into the midst before Jesus. When he saw their faith, he said to him, man, your sins are forgiven you. Notice how he didn't say, you're healed in the name of Jesus. Not that it's wrong, but notice this. When he saw their faith, he said to him, man, your sins are forgiven you. And the scribes and the Pharisees began to reason, saying, who is this who speaks blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God alone? But when Jesus perceived their thoughts, he answered and said to them, why are you reasoning in your hearts? What is easier to say your sins are forgiven or to say rise up and walk? So made it worse. Instead of saying, oh yeah, saying rise up and walk or saying you're healed or in other parts he did. But I want you to see something. But that you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins, he said to the man who was paralyzed, I say to you, arise, take up your bed and go to your house. But first he said, your sins are forgiven. Why? Because when the man heard that, condemnation went away. Condemnation of all evil that he could have done, condemnation went away. Giving thanks based on our redemption, giving thanks because of what we have in Christ. Giving thanks for who we are. Giving thanks is so important. Giving thanks. Some of you, youth here, really give thanks for what you have. Many of you, youth, live better than what your parents lived financially, economically. You have more commodities now than what many of us had. Father, say amen. But nowadays, many youth are not grateful. And they don't give thanks either. Usually why summertime comes, it's good to put them to work. At the yard, there in the sun. Hey, I'm hungry. No, it's not time to eat. Just water. You're going to have breakfast at certain hours. You're going to eat at 12, at 1. Then you're going to have dinner up until 7. Nothing of opening the fridge between hours. How quickly they're going to be. Oh, I'm thankful to my parents. Amen. I'm thankful to God, to my house. I'm thankful for my mom's scoldings. I'm thankful for the scoldings of my dad. I'm thankful to God for the bed that I sleep in. But it's true. Nowadays, I know I do it that way as a joke. We can laugh. And it's fine. I say it that way to just have a good time. But if you meditate it, there's no gratitude. Yeah, many times, I'm not trying to make any youth here feel bad, just sharing some truth to what happened. But there are times that some young ones who have to go through terrible things, sexual abuse, assault. But then they could say, oh, me, my parents had a reason. And that's what happens nowadays. People have stopped giving thanks to for what they have. If you start giving thanks, thankful for the most minimal thing, you know what? Thank you, Lord. I'm going to share something of what these sisters are sharing here. Youth and sister meeting son. That everyone gives a session on fasting. To look at each other. You can see the importance of fasting and prayer. If you came to our leadership meetings, Pastor Nubia and Mindea were speaking a lot on that, on fasting. But you have to know what fasting is, as not seeing it something religious. Fasting moves you, not God. You silence your flesh. And in these days during the services, perhaps a Tuesday or a Thursday, one or another is going to teach on fasting so it can fit into the series. There you go. I wanted this to fit into the series. They're both looking at each other like, oh, well, okay. Were you ministered and were you fed with the word of God? Then we give you the opportunity to do so online tonight or in this day or whenever you are listening to us. The word of God says in Galatians 6, verse 6 and 7, let him who is taught the word share in all good things with him who teaches. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. In those same verses, but in the New Living Translation, those who are taught the word of God should provide for their teachers, sharing all good things with them. Don't be misled. You cannot mock the justice of God. So in this case, we are speaking of Word of Faith Ministries, which teaches you the word. Now, verse 7, New Living Translation, don't be misled. You cannot mock the justice of God. You will always harvest what you plant. So when a person is constantly fed with the word of God, they should respond. Why? Because it is good for you. This is good for you. This is good for you yourself, because when you sow the word, out of thankfulness, then you will reap. And at the same time, you help us, or you help that person who is being fed, in this case, from Word of Faith Ministries, to be taken farther. If Word of Faith Ministries does not feed you spiritually, then pray to the Lord to direct you or someone else and to another ministry to where you can be fed. But from where you are fed, the honorable is that you sow in that word. The Bible says that God gives to the sower. There is no such thing as, oh, I don't have or I can't. That's true. The Bible says that God gives seed to the sower and bread for food. So if you start believing by faith, the laws of faith are, Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I ask seed to sow. I believe that I receive it and thank you for it. And from then on, every single day, thank you, Father, that you give me seed to sow. Miraculously, God will provide seed. We've lived it for those who believe in this. We've lived it time and time again. And we've experienced it time and time again. I agree with you in this day, in the moment of sowing. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I thank you for those who will participate in sowing and reaping. I call an abundant harvest, a hundredfold return. We believe we receive this in agreement in prayer. Thank you. Thank you that your word is true, and thank you that we see prosperity in the lives of your children, in those who will sow, in those who will give. In this moment, we thank you, and we agree, and you know what? Nothing. You will lack nothing, and not only you will lack nothing, you will come out of debt. Not only will you come out of debt, you will prosper in the way of God. You will prosper according to the way of God. When that harvest comes now, be wise, seek wisdom. Don't spend. Get out of debt. God wants you free of debt, and He wants you very prosperous to finance the gospel of the kingdom. God bless you greatly.
We hope you have enjoyed today's teaching brought to you by Word of Faith Ministries. For more information about our ministry, contact us at 480-458-8618 or visit our website, mpfccc.org.